I'll be the first Democratic lieutenant governor in a long time, and there'll be plenty of Republican senators. And so my job is to get a successful vote on the issues that matter to me. I don't think it'll be that difficult because as I travel around the state, the priorities that I outline are the priorities of most Texans. And so my agenda is really quite straightforward. It's, you know, public education. And so to improve our performance in public education, we have to close that loophole. Once that loophole's closed, we'll have the money to do that. We'll also have the money to take care of our retired teachers. Retired teachers got a huge cut to their retirement health care benefits. They're very worried about this. So with that money, we'll be able to get to smaller class sizes, take care of our retired teachers, special education instruction. We need to do more in terms of school safety, but we'll have the money to do it. Texans appreciate that. And we'll kill gerrymandering. Texans are very passionate about that, so they'll support that. And Texans also, we should talk about sensible gun laws. Texans are ready for two things, background check system that works, because it's obviously not working, and then red flag laws. Even Governor Abbott thought that would be a good idea. I think it's a good idea. I happen to be a gun owner. I am pro-Second Amendment, but consistent with the Second Amendment, we can take those two steps. So my point is, even though there'll be Republicans, as surely as there'll be Democrats in the Senate, the issues that I want to work on resonate with lots and lots and lots of Texans from both parties. We're a lot more alike than we are not alike. I know that for a fact.